This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was listed as a passenger on a private jet which crashed on Wednesday evening north of Moscow with no survivors, the Russian authorities said, raising fears among his allies that he had been killed. The announcement was made on Russian state television.
Среди пассажиров частного самолета, который разбился в Тверской области, значится фамилия Евгения Пригожина.
There was no immediate confirmation that Prigozhin, Russia's most powerful mercenary and a self-declared enemy of the Russian Defense Ministry, was physically on board. Reuters could not confirm that he was on the aircraft, though a telegram channel linked to Wagner pronounced him dead. U.S. intelligence officials are looking into the reported Russian plane crash. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
One official says there's no determination about what caused the crash or if Yevgeny Prigozhin was on board in California.
I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised.
A vacationing President Biden was asked if Vladimir Putin's behind it.
There's not much that happens when Russia and Putin not behind, but I don't know enough to know the answer.
Intelligence officials have speculated Putin could target the mercenary chief for leading the summer uprising. Last month, the president even suggested Prigozhin could be poisoned.
If I were he, I'd be careful what I ate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Delays of up to 10 hours in mostly opposition strongholds have marked voting in Zimbabwe as President Emmerson Mnangagwa seeks a second and final term. The country has a history of violent and disputed elections. This is the second general election since the ouster of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. This is VOA News. A human rights group says the Democratic Republic of Congo's government is blocking opposition parties from campaigning ahead of December elections and trying to intimidate party leaders, Mohamed Youssef reports.
Human Rights Watch says authorities in the DRC are targeting opposition leaders and groups, curtailing their freedom and arresting officials ahead of the December general election. Moise Katumbi, a presidential contender, was barred in May from visiting Congo's central province, where he had planned political meetings and rallies to publicize his party and candidacy. Authorities cited security reasons for disallowing the trip. Days later, police blocked four opposition candidates and their supporters from gathering at the Electoral Commission offices in Kinshasa to protest what they termed a chaotic electoral process. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
North Korea has fired a likely space rocket, Seoul's military said Thursday, in what would be Pyongyang's second attempt this year to put a military satellite into orbit. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it had detected, quote, what North Korea claims is a space launch vehicle, it said in a statement. The launch was first signaled by the Japanese government, which said the North had fired a suspected ballistic missile. The Kyoto agency, citing the government in Tokyo, said the projectile had flown over Japanese territory. India has become the fourth country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People are applauding. Let us all wait.
The lander with a rover inside touches down on the lunar surface, sparking cheers and applause among the space scientists watching in the southern Indian city of Bengaluru. The moon's southern pole is an uncharted territory. After a failed attempt nearly 4 years ago, India's made history by becoming the first country to touch down near the little explored South Pole region and joins the US, the Soviet Union and China in achieving a moon landing. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was released on $150,000 bond on Wednesday after being arrested on charges he helped former U.S. President Donald Trump try to overturn the 2020 election results in the southern state of Georgia. The 79-year-old Giuliani, who served as Trump's personal lawyer while he was in the White House, was booked at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, according to jail records. Trump, the front-runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, is expected to turn himself in Thursday. I'm Joe Ray.